Now, we were talking yesterday in relation to the issue of fly tipping, and we had the story of Paddy Cavan and Tralee Meals on Wheels and the illegal dumping which took place at their rubbish bin area in Tralee. And a number of you got in touch about the problems of fly tipping across the county. One of those was Tim, who's from Ballymac, and he has seen incidents in his area, but he has an idea on how it could be tackled, or at least how it could be addressed in some part, the scourge of fly tipping. It's to do with taxation and to do with bringing it in to taxation to pay for refuse collections. I spoke to him and first of all talked to him about his idea.
Yeah, Jerry, I suppose look really that with the fly tipping there, it's an ongoing problem with the rubbish along the countryside. Like, I love my country and so it's a shame to go to countryside to see the amount of, and just household rubbish that's being dumped out, a lot of this, like, you know. And really, it could be linked, I think, to our income tax or to the universal social charge or the property tax, like, you know. I know it's not private operators that are doing it at the moment, but I'm sure if the government were to set it up, it could be put out to contract to these operators to continue doing what they're doing. Like, you know, they have the equipment and everything else. So it's not going to cost the country anything extra as such, like, you know. I have, we say, KWG there, that they do a great job. They pick up my rubbish here and things like. And it's cost me approximately about €8 a week. Now, I wouldn't mind paying €8 to €10 a week extra on my taxes if I had a refuse collection from the house, like. And that could be done through the local property tax, and every house in the country then would get a bin. And to eliminate a lot of this fly tipping, you know.
Right. Yeah. So if it's that's what you pay. That's what, let's say you're doing it responsibly. You have a private operator. You set your bins. You separate your rubbish, and it gets collected. And you're saying, look, why isn't that added in automatically to what everybody pays through the taxation system in some shape or form? Like you're saying.
Exactly. And I can't see why it can't be done. Like, because at the top of a hat, there they would have to bring in this universal social charge, which, like, was supposed to be a temporary measure when the country was on its knees. Now,
it's about as temporary, Tim, as the pyramids in Egypt.
It says that's about the size of it, yeah. We're left with it, like, you know, that's about the size of it. And, you know, the property tax is there as well, like, and, you know, it could be added onto that, and even if the government were to fund part of it, like.
Yeah, even on the environmental side of it, they brought in the carbon tax on fuel to try and ring-fence environmental issues. So that's another tax they added on for the environment, which this would be in the same kind of realm
of it. It would be. And it would be every bit as important as it, because I'm living in the countryside here in Ballymac, like, and I'm originally from Lyrecompaghan, and the roads between Tralee and Lyrecompaghan and Castle Island and Lyrecompaghan, like, the amount of household rubbish that's been dumped there, because it's quite road with a lot of forestry.
Yeah.
And it's an easy target, like, you know.
There's no, you can't have CCTV cameras hanging off trees.
You can't. No. Definitely not. And, like, you drive out there at 8 or 9 o'clock at night and you won't meet a car there, like, so it's very easy for someone to drive out the road and dump their rubbish there, like, you know.
Yeah.
But, and the cost of what is costing the councils then, which are doing a great job in all fairness, to go out and monitor this and pick up the rubbish after people dumping it and everything else, like, that would be another saving that would be made to the council again, like, on top of that, like, with litter wardens and everything.
Yeah. And this, so what you're saying is, if you're doing it responsibly now anyway, this isn't going to cost you any more money. But
it's not.
This is the way of maybe ensuring that those who aren't doing it are forced to pay, and then they've no reason to fly tip.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. You know, there's not there. Look, and I know there will be a percentage of people that will do it regardless, because electrical stuff is free to get rid of at the moment, and you're still seeing washing machines and televisions dumped on the side of the road and no need for it. It's probably costing them more to drive out the road to get rid of it than it would be to take it to a recycling plant, like, you know.
Yeah. What do you think of enforcement, Tim, when somebody's caught?
Well, the enforcement, like, there was a lot of rubbish dumped over the road from me here a couple of years ago. Now, I knew the litter warden at the time. He came out, he went through it, he found the culprits, like. I spoke to him later, and they got a small fine and a smack in the wrist, and that was it. But the fine to them was probably less than what it was costing them to get rid of their rubbish over the year, like, you know. So there was no...
It paid out, so it paid for them, really, to dump the rubbish the way they did.
Yeah. How long were they doing it for before they were caught, like? That's the other side of it. So, you know, and the enforcement. Like, even someone like that that are caught, you know, even if they got 3 months off the road, there wouldn't be no way driving out the country with their rubbers in again, or whatever they want. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, Tim, what, on that side of it, what you're saying about taxation is one thing, and it's an interesting idea. But in terms of enforcement, we came across a story this week about what they do in Singapore, and you're talking €700 if you litter, maybe €1,300 if you're caught the second time, and you have to go and clean up the roadsides there. Some people would call it draconian, but yeah, they don't have much of a problem with litter in Singapore as a result.
Well, that's it, yeah, yeah. And that would be the proper order as well. Put the people that are caught out on the side of the road, someone mentioned there, putting a high-vis vest in them.
A green high-vis vest saying government work programme, and you know what they're there for.
Yeah, yeah, and they would think twice before doing it then again, like, in all fairness. Yeah, definitely. You know, even like the likes of Sweden there and things as well, they have less than 1% of their waste goes to landfill.
Really?
We say if the government were brought in this, it could be managed better. They use the majority of their recycling and everything to put back into power through incinerators and all that. They're even bringing rubbish from other countries, I think, to do it, like, you know. But if Ireland were to do something like that, and think outside the box, maybe go send a fact-finding mission to these countries, like, you know, it might be more important than send fellas off and send Patrick's Day to America and things, and do a bit of research, like, you know.
Ask them, how do they do it? How do they manage it? Is it a cultural thing, or do they bring in the right rules and regulations to try and get to that level of that level of low level of anything going to landfill?
Yes, exactly, yeah. You know, like, it's not rocket science. It can be done. It's just to get someone to stand up and be counted and make the decisions and work on it. Like I say, the machinery and everything is there by the contractors already to collect the rubbish. And I'm sure that if they had a contract for 5 years to pick up my rubbish here, they'd be just as happy rather than sending out letters to me every 6 months to pay my waste and all that. It would be easier for them as well. You know,
I'm sure. They would tender for it, and they get it paid centrally from the government through the tax that's collected from people.
Yeah.
On that element of...
And they are doing a great job, like, you know. They're 52 weeks of the year they're picking it up, which is great, like, you know. So...
Tim, it's an interesting one, an interesting idea. We'll throw it into the mix and see what the listeners think of it, to see if it could tackle the problem. Because, like I said, something needs to be done, because it's still with us fly tipping, and
certainly,
it's hard to clamp down it. So something maybe more radical, like you're suggesting, should at least be tried.
And you know, even there, like, you see there yourself, if you drive out the bypass or things, when the machines come in there to cut the sides of the road, the amount of small rubbish that comes out of the grass there, like, you know,
it's unreal.
And people just throwing stuff out the windows. Even primary schools, you put a small bit of time aside, like, the kids about throwing. My lads, when they were growing up, they were taught never to even throw them as much as a lollipop stick out the window of a car, and they have brought it with them to this day. They're growing up now, like, you know. And if that bit of education was there as well, and to show, take them out for days out and show them the problems, the rubbish in the country.
Show them what's happening out there as a result of dumping.
Yeah.
That's
and primary schools would do that, because you don't need to bring it out to secondary schools. There is a different level, didn't you?
Yeah. Tim, brilliant stuff. Thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thank you too, Jerry. All right, thank you very much.
There you go, that's Tim from Ballymac with his idea. What do you think? You're paying anyway if you're taking care of it responsibly yourself, either bringing it to a civic community site or paying for a private collector. Why not add a true taxation, and then everybody has to pay, including those who are refusing to pay and fly tipping, blighting the countryside. Interesting idea. If you have a view on it, get in touch.